Welcome to the FartyProgressives.com podcast, episode 11 for July 31st, 2014. I'm Mike Itson. This show delivers news and updates via interviews with activists around the state on the issues that you, the people of Florida, care about. This episode is about an upcoming event where progressives can talk about those issues, ranging from economic to environmental to labor to LGBT. The list goes on and on. While people are at this conference, can determine plans and actions for the movement. The conference is called Accountability 2014. It's on Saturday, August 16th in Orlando at the University of Central Florida Student Union, and we'll have more information where you can find more about that online. My guest today was previously on Episode 3. Kofi Hunt is a progressive activist organizer based out of Pinellas County who has been working through the Awake the State movement for about 3.5 years. He is currently the project coordinator for Awake Pinellas. Kofi, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
So you are one of the organizers of this conference to get organizers across the state together. So why this conference, and what are you hoping that attendees can get out of it?
I'm hoping that first and foremost, attendees can meet one another and learn that they're not alone in this sort of quote-unquote fight for a better world that we're all part of. Beyond that, I would like to have an aligning of priorities. Everyone complains about the silos and then they run back in them. We need to come together and not put our priorities aside, but to realize that our priorities align and come up like a single path forward. I mean, examples at the last conference we had, just on their own, three separate groups came up with like Medicaid expansion as their priority. So rather than having the inefficient three different groups talking about the same thing, if we would have realized that and had those groups and maybe others even come together, we probably would have been able to have built more momentum around that sort of initiative.
One way to find more information about the event is at flpros.eventbrite.com. That's Bright spelled B-R-I-T-E. You can sign up there and find out more information about the event. And like I said, it's Saturday, August 16th. When you were promoting this, it seemed like three fundamental questions. What are the policy positions of our diverse movement? What are the positions of the candidates on these policies? How can elections build progressive grassroots power? Now, last time you were on this show, you were talking about oftentimes connecting an issue with the election. Now, I mean, we are in the middle of the primary election is coming up very soon. I remember you used an example of connecting Medicaid expansion with Jeff Brandis, the incumbent that voted against it, and how, you know, you had an alternative, Judith Ann McLaughlin, who could replace him. So do you feel like more progressives need to do this? And can you give some other examples, perhaps, of ways that we could connect that?
I 100% agree. I mean, what we need to do is to start looking at our issues and seeing the people who share them, and we need to promote them, and we need the people who are against them, and we need to, you know, sort of raise awareness of those opposing opinions. And we need to, more importantly, go in the community, and we need to build that consensus to be able to leverage electorally, politically, and socially, as well as economically in some ways. But I mean, it's like particular example, I would say off the top of my head, I don't know any recent instances. There's been some movement, like for instance, obviously incumbents at times take positions. She's not in any sort of electoral danger, but Congresswoman Kathy Castor just recently came out against the Hobby Lobby decision in favor of a bill in Congress that would, you know, basically solidify the idea that a woman has, you know, the right to choose her medical decisions and her employer can infringe on that. Positions like that, and people like Congresswoman Kathy Castor and other candidates like her that are willing to support women's rights, you know, that should be hoisted up. And, you know, the problem is that one of our problems is communications, because when those sort of things happen, I mean, activists are good at, you know, going protesting against getting them media, but we're always going to stop communicating to one another. So, I mean, that's a big part of what we want to accomplish, too. I think, though, that like, with this broad, diverse coalition, a lot of diversity, is just on surface level, because when we all get in a room and we start talking, for the most part, we actually align on a lot of our viewpoints and our priorities. And I think that the secret is to focus more on that than what's different about us. That's values are what's going to hold any group together when it comes down to it.
I'm looking at the list of challenges that you and the other organizers at Accountability 2014, what you want to address. So some of the challenges are, I mean, one you just mentioned, number four, vast geography makes it difficult to come together. So if everybody can get together personally and, you know, brainstorm, that is better. Here's another one, though, that's interesting. Elections are dominated by meaningless ads instead of concrete policy discussions that address community needs. So I guess one of the goals, I would say, of this conference, correct me if I'm wrong, would be to try to make it more about policy instead of like sound bites or who said what and things like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, that part is really perplexing. You know, the thing is, it's very interesting as an organizer. You have the opportunity to have conversations with literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people throughout your career. And you notice the same tendencies with people. And one of the tendencies is that people don't initially, they hear you, but they don't listen to you. I think that's exacerbated, especially now because of the media culture that people are under, that they have a tendency not to actively listen to what's being told to them. So it's really an art. It's an art of speaking to someone in a way where you pierce through the veil, and then to, once you do that, to say something to them that's pertinent, that they're willing to invest some sort of brain power into what you're saying. And that's really our challenge. You know, no one gets into the details of, you know, the Affordable Care Act and whatnot. People say, oh, they don't understand it. They don't understand it because no one's actually really said it. They just give the cliff notes and they don't understand it. And that's fine, you know, to a certain extent. I mean, activists aren't policymakers, and neither are campaigners or organizers. Policymakers are the people that get elected, and largely their staff. So, I mean, it's our job to condense that sort of policy language into something that is digestible. And then once that digestion happens, to provoke meaningful conversation about those sort of things. In an election time, it's worth saying, though, you don't have that much time to really get down into conversation because you have to talk to so many people, especially in a state as large as Florida. So you're really challenged with getting a conversation that's meaningful down to a manageable portion where you're being realistic, but you're not cheating that conversation. And I mean, that's really the challenge of being an organizer in this day and age, especially in a state as geographically large, but also culturally large. Some people say Florida is five different states in one, and anybody that's traveled around could really see what they're talking about. I mean, you go from one end to the other, people are completely different ways of thinking and priorities and culture. And you really have to appeal to them, not on a broad, like, this is Florida, but you have to appeal to them in a way that's local in how they speak and how they think. And that's one of the reasons why we do, with this movement, try to connect with people all over the state, because we need them to bring their voice to our table, because I in Tampa do not appreciate the voice of someone in Jacksonville who does not appreciate the voice of someone in Miami, does not appreciate the voice of someone in Pensacola. But if we can bring each of those people together to talk about all of our shared values of promoting democracy, of enhancing democracy, you know, economically, socially, and politically, but saying it through our own vernacular, that's how we're going to really take this movement to the next level, where we can start to have some impact and really start to change the way things work in this state.
Okay. Let's talk about the specifics. Let's say that you are showing up at Accountability 2014. Let's say that you're a healthcare activist, okay? And you have that issue that you want to fight for. I don't think you guys are really expecting that healthcare activists to try to fight for every other issue, but I think it's more about connections, networking, and getting each other's back, right? Like all step forward together.
Well, you know, it's a perfect example. I mean, healthcare is a women's issue. It's a minority issue. It's a labor issue. it's a economic issue, you know, and in some ways it's actually an environmental issue as well, because the environment is one of the biggest points with clean air and clean water is it affects your health. We need to be able to talk to all these different diverse groups, and we need to be able to have them understand you're all talking about the same thing, you know, so that when they go and talk to their different groups, they come up with a cohesive message that each of them is speaking to each group the same way about the same thing, so they can start to have that sort of conversation. Really, you know, it's not really about the sound bites. It's about sparking dialogue amongst people. When you start people talking with one another, they themselves begin to organize one another. That's the trick of organizing. And so that's really what we need to be able to accomplish at these conferences, is that we need to start to have everyone understand you're all coming to the table for the same reason, because the game is rigged. You know it, and you're willing to do something about it. And what you want to do is inspire others to do something about it.
Right.
And the only way we can do that is together. That's the only way, because we don't have the kind of resources that the other side has. And then, you know, in some ways it's a blessing, in my view.
Right. I mean, I think the passion does get a little bit stronger when you see all the obstacles that are placed in front of us, you know. All right. So this will be from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Does this follow the session/breakout session format? And if so, can you explain what a breakout session is?
Yeah, a breakout session is where people go to separate and speak on more specific points. I think it's important for all these groups to come together and to align their values, but first they have to understand what those values are. So they speak amongst one another to really come to this point. Then they can go and bring those points to other people within the coalition. So the breakout sessions usually are a certain set amount of time. I think that this time they're about 45 minutes to, or so to an hour, and basically people will go and they'll talk, and they'll come up with those specific deliverables, you know, and each deliverable will be aligned so that people don't have like random information, or it's specific information that can be aligned with other specific information. And then from that, then they'll come back together as a group, go over the information, and then start to take it into some sort of meaningful and actionable form.
Okay, so the deliverables and the meaningful action, some examples would probably be a rally or a piece of legislation or things like that, right?
Yeah, this would be like, yeah, if we want to say, okay, we're going to do like a statewide day of action on this day for this message, okay, like minimum wage or something. That's another issue that's, once again, minority, women, labor, it's everybody's issue. So if we say we're going to do a statewide action on minimum wage, and these are our talking points for us to take back to our group that is coalesced around everything, and that's one thing. Then there's another thing that's like, say we want to be able to communicate our message, let's say on the minimum wage, as it applies to the entire movement, to candidates we want to support, progressive candidates. We can package talking points, can package like in your area, these are the different groups. We can package all that intel, and we can be able to give it to a campaign. Then the campaign can go and take that information, and they can run with that position, and they would see all the supported information, all the groups in contact with, who are the point people on those groups. By doing that, we start to come up with a method of being able to articulate who we are, why we are, and to be able to quantify our value.
In the text for this at the Eventbrite, you want to build a report card on candidate positions. I love this idea because, you know, so often, you know, the voter does not know who the candidate is, or if they do, they're just names on a ballot and they're not, oh, I can immediately identify this candidate with that position. So how would you go about doing that? Would you just start asking everybody who they know and what they know their positions are, put it all together?
This is, for incumbents, it's obviously very easy. We just have to do basic research. A lot of groups like Planned Parenthood or whatnot already have written out, these are the bills that came out, these are how everyone voted on these bills. So there's those sort of resources. But beyond that, we could just look up the information through various websites. Now, for candidates, it's a little more difficult because they might have listed on sheets on the website, but they probably haven't. So we would have to go through and contact these campaigns and saying, you know, I'm with this group, this is my issue, what's your candidate's position on this issue? And hopefully we get a reply, and then we would be able to allocate that in the report card. And for our point for our movement, it's mainly about just following up, okay, you're in Alachua County, these are your candidates. Have you touched base with these campaigns? Have you found their position on the issues?
That would be for the state legislature, right?
Yeah, that would be like for the state legislature, but also I know we have certain points for the congressional and others as well. So
okay.
It'd be just about, you know, in your area, and it's getting the solid commitments from activists or those areas to follow up with these people as well.
Okay, so it's a great chance from activists all across the state to come together, to collaborate, to brainstorm. The event, again, is called Accountability 2014. It's Saturday, August 16th at 9:30 at the UCF Student Union, room 316 in the Cape Florida Ballroom. Kofi, is there anything else you want to say to anybody listening?
Just hope everyone gets a chance to make it out early, trying to do something special, but you can't do it alone.
Okay, well, thank you, Kofi, and thanks for all the work that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. You can find Kofi on Twitter at Kofi Hunt. He's also on Facebook. Awake Pinellas can be found on Facebook at Awake Pinellas, and the Awake the State networks can be found at awakethestate.com/local. For more on the Accountability 2014 conference beyond what was described on the show, check out the Florida Progressives Facebook Collective at facebook.com/flpros. It's unaffiliated but in solidarity with the goals of this website, and that is achieving widespread progressive change in Florida. You can find me on Facebook at the FloridaProgressives.com podcast. You can find me on Twitter at Mike Idson, spelled E-I-D-S-O-N. This is the second podcast out of 5 in 5 days. If you want to promote the podcast on social media, you can use the hashtag 5interviews5days. This music is by Kevin McLeod at Incompetech.com. It is licensed under the Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Thanks for listening.